Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now by phone, we have Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Hey, Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Welcome back to you as well.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. So you guys had a traffic stop this last week that it could have turned pretty ugly, right?
Yes, sir. Yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact, our deputies had a driver stopped in the Navarre area for some traffic violations just a little after 5 p.m. As one of the deputies was approaching her car to ask her to step out, the driver punched it and sped off, coming dangerously close to running over the deputy. The deputy was approaching the driver's side kind of from a forward direction, and so when she took off, she veered over towards the deputy. The deputy actually had to push off the side of the car to keep from the car running over her.
Oh my goodness.
So you know that they pursued her. There was a brief pursuit, and the driver ultimately crashed into a ditch there in Navarre, and she did sustain some minor injuries, so she was taken to a local hospital. The injuries were related to the crash. And, of course, charges will be pending for aggravated assault with a motor vehicle, fleeing and eluding, and possession of a controlled substance.
Now, you say she, you mean the driver, not the deputy?
Actually, in this case, both were female. The driver was a female, and the victim deputy was a female as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't ask clearly. I mean the driver was the one who was hurt. The deputy was not hurt, right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, the driver sustained some injuries as a result of crashing her car.
And now you said something. I don't know the facts of the situation. The deputy who had pulled her over, was she by herself, or was there another deputy that had already come to the scene, or did she have another person in the vehicle? Because I know a lot of times law enforcement, you know, they roll by themselves until somebody else can come and back them up at the scene. How many other, like, who all was involved on your side here?
Actually, the deputy that was almost struck was a backup deputy to the initial deputy who had conducted the traffic stop. She was assisting, and she was just talking to the driver as the initial deputy was writing some citations. And moments before this happened, a canine deputy arrived on scene to do a walk around of the vehicle. And in all likelihood, that may have been what sparked her sudden need to move.
Since she had gotten cited after the fact for possession, she probably figured, the canine's going to find some stuff, and I'll take my chances with the open road, which is never a good choice. Okay. All right. Wow. Well, but it's to
in
me,
all likelihood.
To me, it's a good reminder of, people sometimes wonder, why for a traffic stop do you need three vehicles or two vehicles or four? You know what I mean? And not realizing that typically people roll by themselves, and then having those others there because things happen, right?
Absolutely. Like the old adage, there are no routine traffic stops. And unfortunately, there's no real way to predict with any great deal of accuracy who does or does not present a threat to a law enforcement officer. And clearly, in this case, this woman presented a threat to law enforcement officers. And, I watched the body camera video this morning of it, and it gave me goosebumps. These are the exact kind of things that, as an administrator, that keep you up at night, to see our deputies just come so close to being grievously injured. It gives me chills just to think about how close that call was.
And I assume that, like every other incident that was a near catastrophe, there's a training opportunity here. And, hey, this can happen, and this is how we deal with it, and this is, this is how we prevent something like this from happening if that's possible. You you also last week had a you guys put out a notice that you had an arrest of somebody who was selling vape stuff to underage kids. Is that right, in Navarre?
We certainly did. We had received a significant amount of complaints about the Holly Food Mart in the Navarre area selling nicotine products to minors, and we were able to confirm that was going on. So we placed one of the clerks under arrest for selling individual nicotine products that was underage. Probably don't have to tell you, but this is dangerous to our children. Our job is to serve and protect, and any time somebody is delivering harmful chemicals to children, you know, we need to protect them from that any way we can, and stopping retailers from just making this stuff readily available to children is one of the ways we're going to do that.
The last thing I was going to ask you about is, I know you guys were involved in the canine trials last couple of weeks here. How'd your deputies do?
Oh, it was super. That trial was a big success. All of our canine teams certified, and several received some awards for all their hard work. You know, Ray and I spoke about this last week, mm-hmm. and these handlers have devoted just a tremendous amount of time and energy into working with their canine partners. Those dogs are amazing, but they're not a solo act. They have to have the handler to train them, to work with them, and to bond with them. These guys and gals have just dedicated a great amount of time to being the very best they can, and we are super proud of the work they do.
How long does it take? I mean, my understanding is that even from birth that these dogs know they're going to be sold as canine officers, and so it's, you know, training that starts really early. But once an officer acquires a dog, how long before that dog can be deployed?
You know, I don't know the specific amount of time. I know a handler has probably 500 or 600 hours worth of training with the dog that they have to go through before certification.
Wow.
You know, I don't know specifically how long, but there's a great deal of training. And then it's ongoing. Once a dog is certified, they train daily. They train weekly. There's annual training. You know, and the dogs live with the handlers, so when they're at home, when they're off duty, they're not really off duty because they're working with those dogs and they're bonding with those dogs. Every day, day in and day out, our handlers are training those dogs. So it would have to be in just the thousands upon thousands of hours those folks spend training with their animals.
Wow, 500 to 600 hours. That is an enormous, wow. I mean, not surprising, but still, it's a lot of time. Shane Tucker, he is our Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, as always, thank you for the time, sir. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Talk to you soon.